Flood watches remain posted for a good chunk of our region, including the areas near and to the south of I-90, as rainfall continues in many spots on this Thursday afternoon. This is the same storm system that triggered severe weather to our west yesterday, including the Chicago area. For us, though, the threat is not severe weather. That threat is basically south of New York City. We're on the cooler side of things, which means rain, though that rain has been heavy at times, and considering the fact that the ground is so damp from all the rain that we've had in the last week, we have already had many flood warnings and flood advisories issued through the day. Not all of us, though, are seeing the heaviest rain. Across the far north, rainfall has been fairly spotty in nature, and we've also seen a bit of a dry slot sneak into our southern areas this afternoon, but the trend will be for that rain to fill back in, at least across the south, as we work into the night. Low pressure will continue to track to our south and scoot off to the east as the night moves along, so we'll continue to have periods of rain that will be heavy at times through at least the first half of the night. The heavier rain should tend to taper off from west to east as the night goes along. And again, across the far north, there's really not a great deal of rain in the forecast, at least right along the Canadian border. As we work into the day tomorrow, the big storm will be gone from here. We'll see a little secondary front come in from the west, so that might trigger a few additional showers or thunderstorms as we go on through the day, but it's not going to be anything like we've seen across many areas today. By Saturday, finally, we'll see the sunshine again as high pressure builds in to at least start off the weekend. But by Sunday, we'll bring back the chance for at least some scattered showers and thunderstorms. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, variably cloudy, chance of rain, areas of fog, low in the lower 50s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, chance of showers or thunderstorms, high 68 to 76. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Tonight, cloudy, rain likely, areas of fog, low in the lower 50s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, chance of showers or thunderstorms, high 68 to 74. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, cloudy, rain likely, areas of fog, low in the lower 50s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, chance of showers or thunderstorms, high 68 to 74. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, cloudy, rain likely, areas of fog, low in the lower 50s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, chance of showers or thunderstorms, high 68 to 74. Region-wide on Saturday, mostly sunny and dry, high in the 70s to around 80. And on Sunday, partly sunny, chance of showers or thunderstorms, high in the 70s to around 80. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.